If the spark fizzles within the first week, is it possible to rekindle it?
We've seen it happen before.
True.
Previous seasons. It could happen.
Let's hope for a miracle. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 20, Seattle. Recap of episode 6. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
So apologies for the late start and, you know, just had to, you know, get some stuff taken care of real quick. A little technical difficulties, that's all. But, you know, these things happen and we appreciate it. Hopefully, while you were waiting, you hit the like button, as I saw suggested in here. Like, hey, man, we're on our way to 10K. Let's go ahead and get it done. So hit that like button. But hopefully, yeah, also, while you were waiting, you subscribed. If you're not already subscribed. All right. Everybody here should be subscribed already, right?
Sure.
Right? Look, so much to get into in this episode, man, because we finally get a chance to see the experts. I think in the last couple of seasons, the experts were almost invisible, right? They weren't around.
Well, I do like this format where the experts come in and do some check-ins, do some counseling with them early instead right. of, you know, later. So that's why I'm not too worried about it being in the first week and there's some people that aren't vibing. Mm-hmm. Let's give the experts a chance to see if they can help fix it.
Well, before we get to the experts, they get to move in. And I, while you were rebooting and you know, getting under the hood to fix stuff, I asked a question in the live chat. Are these the best apartments that we've seen on Married at First Sight?
They are getting nicer. Definitely getting nicer. Even have real plants.
So what did you notice? Because I noticed you mentioned the real plants, and Caitlin apparently doesn't like them. Weird, but
it's not weird, but just Caitlin just doesn't like anything, it seems like. She just seems odd. Don't like eye contact, don't like attention, don't want to be around you. I want my alone time. Are those real plants? Ugh. No, only fake plants.
All those red vegetables and fruits, ugh, take them back.
Ugh, take them back.
Hey, J-Ro says, Peacock got money. Yeah, because, look, even Felipe, like, oh, my God, I've got a fear of heights. I can't stand on the edge. I feel you, my brother. It's all good.
Yeah, yeah.
And Belle Jolie, they didn't mention anything about how nice the apartments were, but she didn't mention about the activities once they got in there.
Yeah. And she also talked about the closet space and how much space he's going to need. And he's like, I don't need much, but let's look at yours. And he proceeds to help her unpack her clothes. Now, I have never in my 51 years helped a young lady unpack her clothes because the way girls hang stuff is just different. Mm-hmm. He seems to know, though, what to do and how to hang up certain outfits.
Okay, come on.
I'm just saying he seems to have some knowledge. I'm not saying anything. I'm not making any speculation. I'm just saying he knows more about that than what I do. So good for him that he could help her in that way.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Oh, you're not going to help me hang these clothes up? Oh, why are you helping me hang these clothes up? I mean, like, damn, can he do something nice?
Yeah, I'm going to make you something to eat. I'm going to make you a drink while you're doing your clothes or you're hanging up your clothes. I think that's fine. But I mean, again, the fact that he knows how to hang up some of those outfits, that's great.
Do it'll something great nice, KB.
Nice.
You know, speaking of the apartments, though, Halfpin says, I'm not sure how I feel about them not having a second bedroom. Or so it seems, because it does seem like it's a nice apartment. They said,
yeah.
I see someone suggested that they took that third expert salary and said, all right, let's upgrade the living arrangements.
Yeah.
But no second bedroom. Everybody sleeps in the same bed. Or we got a nice comfortable couch, which we found out looks like spacious enough.
Yeah. They used to have second bedrooms.
Yeah.
So that's interesting that they're like, no, y'all are sleeping. Come to your way. We go sleep in this bed.
Yeah. By the way, Chris says, keep your dirty paws out of my suitcase.
Yeah.
So what happened to a helping hand? I mean, I'm not doing it, but I'm just saying. What happened to a helping hand?
I don't help a woman unpack her stuff. Her stuff, because they tend to have more private things in their suitcases than what I would have in mind.
Yeah.
Shaving kit, clothes. That's it.
There's a joke in there too about the shaving kit, but we'll leave that alone. Katie says, I don't think they should have second bedrooms. So this is a good thing that they only have one bedroom now, right?
Well, it is interesting. It'll be interesting to see how they handle disagreements and fights. You know, other couples have slept in other bedrooms before.
Yep.
Now you sleep on the couch, apparently.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. But first, let's start off with Michelle and Cameron, because, you know, as they're talking, there's something that I noticed, and it made me feel kind of warm and fuzzy, because it was a terrible travel day. And we know when you're traveling nowadays, yeah, it can be terrible. They had a long, bad day of traveling. But Cameron said, Michelle still made that day fun. Good?
I definitely think it's good. I mean, I think that's one of the true tests of a relationship, when you travel together for the first time. Mm-hmm. And what is that whole experience like? How do they travel? Do they go through, are they TSA pre-check? Are they not pre-check? Do they like to clap when the plane lands? Do they stand up right when the plane, you know, like all those different things, like there's a lot. How do they handle the stress of a delay and whatever? So
now that's the part.
Yeah, I think it's great that he feels like, hey, this travel day sucked, but you know what? Because I was with you, it felt great.
Do they take their shoes off on the plane? Do they put their feet up on the seat in front of them? I've seen some nasty stuff on planes, man. Just make
Do they pour their chips onto the tray, not onto a napkin, and just eat off the tray?
Oh, yeah. It's like, you see some nasty stuff there. But they are cooking as well. What did you notice about them and their interaction there?
I thought it was great. I mean, to me, it just shows a good partnership, because I think all of us were a little questionable about this couple after day two or three. So it seems like they're starting to progress more. I mean, Michelle could use a cutting class on how to cut vegetables. There's a way to do that. The way she did it, I was like, oh, that's terrible. But that could be fixed, right? But other than that, I think they're having a good time.
That could have been a strategy. Make sure he doesn't get male chauvinistic and try to keep me in the kitchen.
Which I'd be fine, but I have to, okay, let me see how you wash dishes. Boom, you gotta do one or the other.
It's gotta be one
cook,
or the other.
If I cook all the time, you better clean the shit out of that kitchen.
Marie says they seem to like each other. Michelle has the vocal fry bad. She's kind of hard to listen to. Yes, I really try to mute them every time.
Yeah,
I read the captions on them. J-Ro says, just get a veggie chopper.
Or that.
Well, then, yeah, solutions.
See, there's easy solutions to this. There's easy solutions to this.
So next couple, Tori and Felipe. And Tori likes how they're progressing, right? And
yeah,
pace that they're going at, which is probably not the pace that you would want to go at, but you feel like, do you feel this is a good pace for them?
I think it's a good pace for them. I mean, they've been... Yeah, Tori wants to hold off on having sex. It's only been barely a week, and they have been a lot more affectionate. They've had some really good deep talks. So I feel like they are trending really well. Even though they didn't have sex yet, that's totally fine. I think that there's a lot of momentum happening in that relationship compared to the other couples.
Now, we do get to see them on a date, right? And I'm assuming this was at the Chateau Saint Michel winery up there, right? And really nice looking place, first of all, right?
It did remind me of the wineries in Fredericksburg, Texas, out in Hill Country.
Now, the things that they're talking about, because they seem to have good conversation too. Like, you know, they've had the serious conversations showing where they're different. Now, Felipe is talking about their similarities and the things that, you know, they have in common.
Yeah, I mean, and they do. I think Felipe is right in the way that they are family oriented, the way that they approach relationships and kind of what the things that they want out of a relationship makes sense. Where Felipe kind of made me pause for a second is when he said the reason that he did maths was because he was lonely. And I'm thinking, is that a red flag? Ladies, is that a red flag that I'm lonely, so I'm going to sign up for Married at First Sight?
That sounds like a big red flag, a big car dealership flag.
Yeah, that's a lot to say. I'm lonely. Let me sign up to marry a stranger compared to let me sign up for another dating show where I have the ability to meet people and see how it goes. Love is blind.
Right.
Perfect. But perfect for Felipe. Mm-hmm. But this process. Okay, we'll see how this works out.
Shinsuke says, yes, it is a red flag. And Jazzy Flower says, I think Felipe is going to mess this up.
Me too.
You do? Why?
I do. Once he gets back into his norm of partying all the time, that's where it's going to come out.
Ah, yep. Chocolate Suna says, Tori's going to get a girlfriend gift card to his restaurant.
To his restaurant. Hey, but it's still a gift card. You want something to eat? You don't feel like cooking?
Yep.
Come over here. Come to work.
Let's, come to work.
Let's make money. Help me hit my sales goal for the day.
Mike says Tori's girlfriend credit card talk should have made Felipe walk away. See, no.
Some guys like that. Yep. There are some guys who that's how they show love is through gifts. Hey, babe, here's money. You go shopping and do all that. And some guys want to be that type of provider.
Now, Tori was talking about not being transparent, and transparently, you know, Miss Senator and Mimi also say that the reason that Felipe came unmarried at first sight is definitely a red flag. Absolutely, yeah. A red flag.
Yeah.
But Tori isn't usually transparent, because she's usually the one solving everybody else's problems.
Right.
That almost feels sad a little bit, doesn't it?
Well, she's had to be the strong one. Mm-hmm. You know, she didn't have the best life growing up. And so she fought hard to graduate high school, get, you know, federal aid, to be able to go to college and make something of herself. Mm-hmm. She's helping out her sister. So it makes sense. She's been the strong one of the family. And so when she tells a story about her mom having cancer, and pretty much how she was kind of the rock. And thankfully, her mom has passed the cancer part of it. I get her point. She's never had someone she can lean to or vent to, or, hey, I'm having a hard week this week. Here's what's going on. So she's just not used to sharing that, because she's always had to take care of things herself.
Yeah. That is a great point too. By the way, shout out to a pimp named Slickback. Thank you for the super chat, sir. Said I told you all about Courtney Crazy Eyes, like my ex. See, I knew there was something.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Boy, you just said you recognize him. But okay.
Yeah, I've seen that before. I think that.
You know what we haven't seen before is the next time we see Tori and Felipe, we've seen the makeout session on the couch before. We've seen people go into the room before. And we know what's happening. And thankfully, they decided, let's respect them and not give you any sounds from the unknown room. But what we do see is 2 hours later. Notice they did put that up there, right? Felipe is like, yeah, you're damn right.
Well, she could have laid there for an hour and then.
You say she laid there for an hour and 45 minutes?
Yeah, just to lay around for my process. And it's like, I got to get out of this bed.
But we saw Tori get out of the room because she said she had a strong dose of flight after having sex with Felipe.
Yeah, yeah. It's very interesting, because I can't quite relate to that, but I love the fact that she said it had nothing to do with Felipe, it had nothing to do with the sex. I think she just feels a little remorse, because maybe she wasn't ready to go that far and just kind of regrets it, which I think some people do. We slept together. God, I wasn't ready to do that. But well, now that we've crossed this line, because that's how it is. Once you slept together once, it's going to be hard for you to say, hey, I wasn't ready to go to there, so I'm going to need to put sex on hold for a few more weeks until I get to know you better. That's going to be hard.
Be better. Well, first of all, let's get back to that, right? Because I know people on the internet, and the internet is just a terrible place, right?
Yeah.
Even though Alicia says she's lying, it was either really good or really bad. Kitty says, I think she lied. He sucks. Nikki B, the eggplant was trash. Damn. So this wasn't just the social media that was doing it. could have said 30 seconds later. The coach said he would have said 30 seconds later with me. Coach, you can't run for 3 hours and only get 30 seconds. Come on now. What's all that running for? Running is supposed to be for stamina.
I'm trying to give Felipe the benefit of the doubt, going off what Tori said, that it wasn't the sex and it wasn't the performance. It wasn't Felipe. So that's all I can go off of.
Mike says, I've never had a woman do that to me. I would feel a certain way about that. Okay.
I've had that happen. College. As a, not as like a mature adult, but in college, I'd be like, oh, I wasn't ready, but well, we're here now. So
we're here now. Look, let's not act like this doesn't happen. How, fellas,
yeah.
fellas, don't act like you haven't after like, damn, why did I do that?
Yeah. After that post-nut clarity, like, oh, ooh,
okay.
Why am I, oh shoot, I don't want to spend the night. Jesus. Well, I don't want her to spend the night. I don't want her to spend the night. So how do I get out of this situation? Oh, let me act like I go to work.
Fellas, speak up, because Chris says, hey, I've never had that happen to me, but as a gay woman, I have nothing to add.
Well, you can still have something to add. You can be with another woman and just be like, ugh, why did I do that? I'm out.
By the way, Mike wants you to know, sorry to hear that, Terrell. Remember, we still love you.
Sorry to hear what?
That it's happened to you before.
Oh, it's happened to me where, yeah, I felt like, But, yeah.
It happens. I would feel the kind of way, though, if she did get up and go sleep on the couch. I know Nikki B says I felt bad after sex when it was trash. You know.
You would be asleep. You would be feeling some type of way. Be...
Sure would. If it's good.
If it's good for you. It's like, it was great. I finished. It was awesome. I had great sex last night. I came so hard. Did she? I don't know. I was asleep.
Thank you, intelligent AJ. The ladies are harsh in the live chat, man. Jeez. Y'all are wild. He's killing this guy. Well, you know why we also didn't see you know why we also didn't see Felipe come out? Because he was in there snoring.
Sleep.
He was knocked out. So it's all good, right?
Yeah. For him, it's all good.
Well, going from doing it to not ever gonna do it, Nikki and Sean. I'm a little confused to the timeline about the timeline here, right? Because what they showed us seems kind of wild. Because Sean says, let's just enjoy the first night together and get back at it tomorrow. Then it looks like he bounces, like he goes out the door and he's gone. I want to know what happened, because as we get some what seems to be flashbacks, but then it's real time, I'm like, yo, were you as confused as I was?
I was. I couldn't tell where all this stuff happened at that point. Was that what they showed us first? Was that the beginning? Mm-hmm. And then later when he's standing there in his robe, is that like after the fact, after he went and go change clothes? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it was odd. But apparently they had something happen at the airport.
All things first.
Yeah, everything was great. They're having their last drink for the honeymoon and everything seemed great. Something happened. They got into it somehow. Nikki doesn't quite describe, you know, he said this, I said this. You're having a guess. Now, one thing that she did say is that he called her crazy.
Now, okay, here's a question. Did he call her crazy or did he say what she was saying was crazy?
It doesn't matter. Ladies, I'm sorry. It doesn't matter with women. You can't say the C word. You know, the two C words you can't call a woman. And one of them is crazy.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
The four or the five letter C word.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Oh my gosh. Chris says, Sean makes me want to punch somebody every time I see him. He's a gross manipulator. I don't know if he's wrong in this one, but we didn't get to see the conversation that started it. So we really don't know if he's even wrong in this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, okay, if he said what she's saying is crazy, that's not a reason to go, well, you just called me crazy. And we've seen people do stuff like that, right? We've seen people do stuff like that.
Right. That triggered her to hear the C word. You know, I get it. Now, here's what tripped me up. Sean is standing there in his robe and says, hey, why don't we just stop here? Because it doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. Let's just get some good sleep and let's start fresh tomorrow.
Right.
She gets upset and she's like, hey, you're not in control of when we start and stop conversations. And every time if I try to challenge you, whatever, you want to try to shut it down. And he says, okay, fine. I'm happy to keep this going if you like. And then she says, well, it's not productive. So then she decides to shut it down. Come on, Nikki.
That's a control freak.
Yeah.
Because think about it. She was in control, as she should be, of when or if and when they were going to get intimate. Right?
Right. Right.
To Sean's point, you didn't even ask me, which she doesn't have to,
ask me
to see if we're in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
But she made that point. And then he just says, hey, he didn't even say, hey, this is over. We'll talk about this tomorrow. He said, how about we do that?
Mm-hmm.
This is on her. I'm sorry, but this part's on her.
I think it's on both. These two do not communicate well whatsoever.
At all.
And they're both so smart and successful that they're trying to one up each other.
Yeah.
And I think that's the issue, where you're not going to outsmart me. Oh, you said a big word. I see your big word. I'm going to challenge you with these two bigger words just to see who's smarter. And they're not listening to each other. Right. And so they're both the problem, mm-hmm. at least at this point. And then she tells him, no, you go sleep on the couch. And then she's like, hey, get all your stuff out the room because I don't need you to come in this bedroom in the morning for anything. And he's like, well, my shoes. No, take those too.
This is not, if we're at your place, yes.
Yeah.
This is our place. All right. Now, granted, this is our temporary place because this is our real place. I ain't sleeping on the damn couch. I'll tell you that right now. You mad? You go sleep on the couch if you want, but I'm not sleeping on the couch. Right? Plain and simple. We can put up a pillow fort. We can back to back like we're fighting in a war. We can do whatever. But what we're not going to do is you order me to the couch.
Yeah.
However, no, in this rental spot. Okay, sure.
No, doesn't matter. We could be in a hotel. You tell me, go get another room. No, you go get another room. You bet. Here's my credit card, boo. Here's the girlfriend gift credit card. Go get yourself another room. But I'm staying right here.
MWA says, I agree. Can't kick me out of my bed. You damn Skippy. I say, I live here. I don't camp here.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. But again, they don't live there either. So there's that. Definitely over the top for her, but then we get to see the nightly routine. Now, Nikki does the facial cleanse.
Yeah.
The flossing.
Yeah.
The brushing the teeth.
Yeah.
And then, hey, I'm going to go take a shower. Okay.
Hint, hint. Did you see how she looked at him? And she's like, look at your nasty ass. Just hit a little washcloth, hit the armpit, face. All right, I'm good. I was like, you are nasty, dude. Take a shower. Do I take a shower before I go to bed every night? No. Mm-hmm. If someone's in the bed with me, do I take a shower before I get in that bed with them?
Damn, Skippy.
Every time. I am clean when we get into that bed together. But I would never just get a little washcloth. I didn't even see him put soap. It was just kind of like, oh, a little.
Well, there's a reason why you didn't see him put any soap. And J-Ro says, and he wonders why he ain't getting none. Because here's the thing. Nikki comes out and she's like, you know, it's a small win not having to fight for bathroom time because you're out of there quick. You know? And he's like, yeah, it's 3 minutes tops. I'm like, wait a minute, stop. First of all, you got it timed down. And then when she says hygiene is a big thing for her, he says, it's me versus the world. I mean, well, me versus soap. Well, that man don't like soap. What the hell?
Well, he lost me. I just think it's social. You know, the media is trying to, like, did you just say the media is trying to tell you to wash your ass? No. Everyone should be telling you that. You learn that when you start going through puberty as a boy. That's when that boy funk hits hard. Don't try to blame soap and all that on the media. You need to wash your butt. He's disgusting.
Even Nikki says, my ex thought I was cheating because I was always taking showers.
Goodness. Yeah, he needs some therapy. I guess that's why he's an ex. Are you going to take a shower? Who you with?
Wait, you got to ask the right question. Were you?
Ooh.
You got to ask the question, though. Just because he thought it didn't mean he was wrong.
Not the Nikki B I know. I don't believe that she would do that.
By the way, even like Mimi says, to do that knowing the cameras are rolling is even more disgusting for him to just take that that bird bath.
We
can call it the 304 bath, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, geez, this was wild. My wife damn near puked watching that part. So it was terrible. Like, what kind of, how does he expect anybody to want to be next to him since?
Yeah. I mean, smell good. Mm-hmm. Like, you should always smell good when you're going to bed with your lady.
By the way, Terrell, from Nikki B, Yanni, that's why I rock with you. Great question. Mm. Notice, not
an answer. Okay. All right, Nikki, you do you then. No judgment. No judgment here.
No. Mike says, my wife required I take at least 3 showers a day.
Mike, how bad are you? She's like, no, the way your body and pH is, at a minimum.
Maybe he's active. Maybe he's just active. That's all. Before, after, and the next day. Damn, Troy. Oh my God, y'all are nuts, man. You know, here's the thing. The bath, well, can't even call it a bath. The wash up, no, it wasn't even a wash up. It wasn't even a wrench off, was it?
No, it wasn't.
The whatever it was he was doing in front of the sink aside, Sean then decides to say, thank you for inviting me back into our marital bed. See, this is why y'all can't ever get along.
Yeah, because that was petty, the way he said that. That was him being snarky. It wasn't a real compliment, just him being snarky. Yeah. And I just, you know, I've been thinking about having, you know, I've been sitting here just thinking about gratitude while you were in there cleaning yourself thoroughly, unlike me. Mm-hmm. I had time to think about gratitude, and there's a lot of things I'm grateful for. Yeah. And part of it's you and all that. I'm just like, oh, you're full of crap now. Sorry.
Okay, here's a question for you and for for the live crew as well. Because do you think he purposely let her sit there with the toothpaste residue on the corner of her mouth? Just on purpose, he's like, yeah, I'm not even going to tell you about that. Just let it sit right there.
How did she not catch that? I mean, I'm just saying, you got cameras in the room. Before I come out the bathroom, I'm going to make sure I'm straight.
There was a mirror, right?
Yeah, there's a mirror there. Make sure I'm good before I come out and just have a little...
Yeah, I didn't understand how she let that happen either. But okay. By the way, Mike answered the question. He said, trucker, Terrell, morning, get home from work and before bed. So in the morning before you leave, and get home from work, and then, you know.
What happens in the time that you get home from work and the time you go to bed?
Marital activities, sir.
Most truckers I know start their day early. So he comes home at 5, takes a shower when he gets home, and then goes to bed at 9. In those 4 hours, Mike, I'm messing with you, man.
By the way, JC Walker said, as far as that toothpaste residue, that Nikki left it there as a hint for Sean to brush his teeth and shower. Nikki B says that leftover toothpaste was to block the funk coming off of Sean.
She just like smells something. Smells some minty stuff just to block it. Yeah, I can see that.
And see, Mike, I knew exactly where you were going. Daddy do stuff. You know, like the honey-do list? Daddy got to do stuff, too. So okay. That's why. And before he get into bed, she requires another bath. Just like how you would do.
It depends. I don't know what daddy do stuff is because I'm not a dad. Anyway. Yeah, but I'm just thinking. Well, I mean, in my mind, I was thinking, well, maybe they have a farm. Uh-huh. And so he comes home from work, showers, and then goes out, gets on the tractor, feeds the hogs, feeds the chickens, cuts grass, cuts trees, whatever. Mm. Gets stinky again and has to do another shower before bed. Now, if he's just at home helping the kids with homework and
that's
feeding
not
them
what
fish
it
sticks.
Is.
If he's helping kids with homework and feeding them fish sticks, and after that he has to shower, I'm like, Jesus.
You don't know how hard it is to make fish sticks. By the way, quick shout out to everybody rocking with us, whether you're on YouTube watching it with us right now as part of the live crew or later on as part of Replay Gang. Please do us a favor as we're on this trek to 10K subs, all right? Hit that like button first, and then if you're not subscribed, please subscribe and hit the bell for notifications.
Charles. And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code on the screen. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RGRT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time. What's Errol?
I saw people already asking about that story time for the one who got up and walked out.
I'll tell it.
I know you will. To the replay gang, do us a favor. Make sure you hit that hype button. It really does help. And to all our podcast fam listening on your favorite app, thank you too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. And if you'd like to support in style, check out the merch store. That QR code is right over Terrell's left shoulder. So go ahead and scan that. And thank you in advance for your support. Now, to let us know you made it this far, you're hanging in, you're rolling all along, you're still a little upset about Sean and his, not even wash off, his wipe off, his wipe me down. Is that better?
Yeah. Wipe me down.
Go ahead and leave the words. Let's keep it a little 304 Beth.
304 Beth.
Replay gang, leave that in the comments. Live crew, go ahead and drop it in the live chat real quick. 304 Beth.
Yeah. You can spell it the way it's supposed to be spelled, but 304 Beth. We know what you mean, man.
Yeah. Oh my God. Next couple up, Marissa and Adam. And they're going to go see Adam's house, which he says in advance. He does tell her that it is a rundown cabin.
So it seems like the flex of where he lives, it's not the cabin, is being right there by the water. You can just come right out, get on jet ski, go work out, go grab food, go grab coffee, all that. That's his flex. Mm-hmm. His house is terrible. I mean, I would, as particular as he is, I would have hoped it had been better, but his house has no female touch to it whatsoever. It's not even made to be inviting and welcoming a woman. You know, my house, decorative. There's flowers in here. There's stuff. To where it looks, it's welcoming for somebody to come in. Yeah, but it's welcoming if a woman did come in here. But Sean's house, it's like no woman ever goes to his house. And I'd be concerned if they're ever going to come out based on the axes and ice picks in the ceiling.
Right.
And all that. It looks like a serial killer's house.
It does. Okay, but are you surprised? When you, as weird as he comes off, right? Are you surprised?
I would have thought he'd been a lot more cleaner than that. He comes across somebody that's very buttoned up and organized with his life. I would expect his house to look a little bit more organized and clean.
Or it's like Mimi says, he brags way too much for it to look like it looked. Okay, maybe, let's think about this for a second, because we may have forgotten because it was episode one, right? Here we are on episode six. Paul asked him, hey, so when's the last time a woman was in that horror house up there? Now, he didn't use those exact words, but maybe that's why he asked that question.
Yeah.
Because he may have seen it. I'm like, I don't know. Because, again, you know what he saw? He could see the tarp.
Yeah.
He could see this is not a well-kept place. He probably want to go inside. Nah, I'm good. We'll stay right here on the deck.
Right.
Right? Mimi says, I wouldn't even want to spend the night in that nightmare. It's crazy. The ice picks, like you mentioned, and I get why, because you see he had the snowboard and all this other stuff. So if you're going climbing or whatnot, but hey, that, imagine, ladies, you're on a date, you go, or not even on a date, you meet him, it's late night, you're in the club, and you go imagine you went home with him that first night, see the ice picks. What's the first thing going through your mind?
I need to call my girlfriend real quick. That's what's going through her mind. Let me call my girlfriends real quick. Girl, I need help. Give me a
you know, okay, we can give Adam a hard time about his place because he earns it, right? Miss D says torture is what I think.
Yeah.
Living to do says someone check the freezer.
Yes.
Might not want to. The only reason she felt safe was because the rest of the camera crew was
there, right? Camera crew's there. There's witnesses.
Yeah, she's like, okay, I think they look strong enough to be able to. But speaking of strength, this is where I have a lot of smoke. You can have the smoke for Adam, but you got to have some for Marissa as well. Because what did she say? She says she wasn't really impressed with the bachelor pad, right? But he's tall with broad shoulders and big muscles. So, okay, it's fine.
That's a woman thing, in my opinion, because I think women can like date a guy. His house is gross. He's disgusting. And then they get married and they live together. Now the house is clean because they're putting all the work to make it clean and they make it work. And a lot of women make that excuse that guys are normally gross. If I go into a woman's house and it's disgusting, done. I'm not going to date you. I'm not going to keep talking to you, no matter how broad your shoulders are, how beautiful you are, how fine you are. If you nasty, you nasty. And I can't.
But for how long? How long before you call it off?
Well, it depends. Depends on how many dates we had before and where we went. Did I get any ROI yet?
I just want to see if you'd say immediately.
No, I mean, just it just depends on the situation. But for the most part, you will never be my girlfriend. I'll say that. You will never be my girlfriend if you're nasty.
Well, yeah. Or, well, there's a bunch of other stuff, but we'll leave that alone. Let's move on to the next couple. Caitlin and Devin, what was this? I must have missed it. Now, I just refuse to rewind to even figure out what was going on. What was the big thing about the food?
I don't know. They ordered some food to go. And then she was trying to grab his noodles. And he was like, oh, those are my noodles. And she goes, well, I was going to order the noodles. And you said, don't because I already ordered them. So I figured we were going to share. And so Devin's like, you know what? Fine. Yeah, I don't mind sharing. I don't think he really likes to share, but he just said it because he's already on rocky ground with Caitlin anyway.
Awkward conversation about finding a routine. She's like, well, I just don't want you sitting around the house waiting on me. I'm like, girl, I got stuff to do.
Why would you think that? Yeah. Like, why would you think that? I mean, she doesn't understand that him. He doesn't play rugby at the local high school. He travels. He's going to be gone a lot of times. So calm it down.
But it's off season. And that's why he's able to go on the show, because it's off season. It's okay. Off-season. It's not his first off season.
Right.
He's obviously been doing this. He has stuff he does. But this tells me how she thinks of him, too.
Yeah.
The thing that I think really irritated me about this whole conversation is, as Devin is apologizing, what is she doing? She's, again, not even looking at him, but she's on her phone and just scrolling on the phone. You can see. And I like the cameraman. Thank you. Producers, thank you for leaving that in. Thank y'all for catching that. We can see her hand scrolling through the phone while he's talking. This man is apologizing.
Yeah.
And you are just scrolling through the phone and doing like the folks in the live crew when we were about 5 to 8 minutes late, checking the watch. You know, it's like, yo, all like Miss Senator says, they just need to call it quits now. You agree?
Well, I don't think they need to call it quits now, but also I think, and this is, you know, me trying to give Caitlin a little bit of benefit of the doubt. We've heard from people who've been on the show and even people that we've interviewed on the show, just how crazy the filming time is. And there's times where you've either had conversations, now they're going to want you to have the exact same conversation on camera. So she could just be burnt out like, Jesus, we've done this. Now they're telling us we got to film for another hour. So fine, let's have this dinner. Let's get this over with. I think she's just totally frustrated from that. But is she still wrong? 100% yes.
Lola says, Caitlin really needed some therapy before coming on the show. Niecy says, she's getting on my nerves too. I don't understand why some people sign up for these shows with so much stipulations and foolery, which absolutely right. Shineske says she doesn't respect him. And IL says, I can't figure out what he was apologizing for. I don't see that he's done anything wrong. Now, my wife is like, it's only been a week. Damn, dude, calm down. I'm like,
yeah,
but she's not giving him anything. If I'm talking to you and you can't even look at me and you're on your phone, I'm going to stop again mid-sentence because I'm talking to you. So let's keep this going.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll wait till you're done. Send you
done. Oh, it's like watching TV. If we're watching a movie sitting down and you start talking throughout the movie.
Pause. Give you my undivided attention. What's that big?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. Are you good now? Can I hit play? All right. Come on.
Exactly. See, we understand. Halfpin says, Devin, And it says, happens says, I agree, Yanni. I do the same thing. Nikki B says, Devin seems nice and genuine. And Miss Scepter says, run, Devin.
Yeah.
Agreed. Here's the thing, though. Caitlin said she'd like a relationship to be easy for once. That told me everything about her I need to know.
Yeah. I'm used to all these hard relationships where they're treated me like crap. And I got this really good guy that, oh, he wants to spend time with me. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is annoying. He wants to go work out with me in the morning. Ugh. He's so awful.
Well, she didn't even want to continue the conversation. Let's just wait for Dr. Paz. So Dr. Lisa Paz shows up. And of course, she's seen what's been going on, right? But as soon as she sits down with them, she's like, oh, yeah, this is as bad as it looks on TV.
Yeah.
So what happened here? And why do we get the WWTs?
Well, it's easy to do that because when you start crying, you don't have to be held accountable. Mm. You know, we saw that in the ultimatum, right? Yeah. You start crying, you don't have to be held accountable. So in front of the expert, she showed up with the mean face on. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Lisa's like, I can see you're not happy. What's going on with that? So then she's trying to talk through, you know, her side of the story. And if you really look at what Devin is saying, he's not asking for much. No. He just says, I need some type of connection. And what was really interesting is the way Dr. Lisa said, well, because Devin has abandonment issues. Mm. And so Devin takes it harder when someone shuts down or doesn't let him in because he's dad left.
Okay. I don't have abandonment issues, but I have a problem if you don't look at me, goddammit.
I'm just trying to say. Just trying to say, Devin has some abandonment issues, so maybe that's part of it.
Gee whiz. Like CXM says, who complains about quality time? And Karen says, Caitlin just doesn't like him. And I think that's the case too, right? Because she says she feels like the villain. Okay. Dr. Paz tries to turn it around. What do you like about each other so far?
Yeah. And she lit up. She could tell him some things that she liked about him. Which I thought was great. Was a lot of eye contact, but it's still positive. And you can see Devin's face light up that, oh, wow, she does like some stuff about me. And he tells her what he likes.
Right.
And then when Dr. Lisa says, are y'all attracted to each other? She goes, yes, quick. Didn't have to think about it. It wasn't a Nikki situation. She didn't have to think about it. Are you attracted? Yes, I'm attracted.
Okay. Or was that, like the WWTs, a strategic move to fool the doctor? Because like Halfpin says, I don't think Dr. Lisa was very effective. Seems to me like it was only Devin's fault. She never, never in any point gave Caitlin any smoke.
That we saw.
Okay.
That we saw. Okay. Now, she did tell Devin when he was like, I'm expecting more. She's like, it's been 5 days. Calm it down a bit, right? But what Devin is asking for, I think Caitlin's the one that needs to be able to show some more growth and progress. But Devin needs to have, you know, level set his expectations. You're not going to go for the stranger from meet you at the altar. Now we're all booed up like Marissa and Adam, because that's what's in Devin's head.
Okay. But they, okay. You don't have to be at that level. You can't compare yourself because not everybody's there, right? CXM is right. She said, Caitlin said that she lived with someone and still didn't see the person that much, which tells me a lot about it. Like even the looking, she didn't want to look. I don't like to look at people. Well, I guess we know what, how she is in certain situations, but I'm just like, why would you not want to look at the person that you're talking to? Just even that little bit. Let's think about it. Dr. Paz is like, relax, Devin. It's only been a week. Yes. And he may need to back up a little bit. But she also needs to give a little bit and not feel like because I gave you a high five and a hug and a kiss and that's it. But what about the rest of the day? Just anything. Anything?
Well, you know, from Devin's standpoint, you know, Devin's never lived with anybody before and me too. So I could see how wanting your space, you know, could be. It's important. I like having my space. I don't think I'd want to be with somebody that wants to be with me every day and every evening. You know, now if we live together, that's one thing, but I'd hope they'd have a life and do some other things. And I think maybe in Caitlin's situation with their previous partner, maybe they had different schedules. Maybe she traveled some for work. So they weren't always in each other's face. Whereas this experiment, these 5 days, they've been nothing but in each other's face. Mm-hmm. And like, this would drive me crazy. This is why I couldn't do Married at First Sight, because I couldn't go from living alone to having somebody in my space, in my face every day for a week.
But you know that before you go on the show, you know, this is what happens on the show. So why did you bring your ass on the show if you already yes. know this and you can't do it? Then you stay away. Plain and simple.
Yeah. And that's my issue with Caitlin. Like, if you're not ready, I know these things about me, thus I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. But if you know these things about yourself and you like your space, you like your alone time, this is not the show for you. Love is Blind would have been the show for you.
Well, not really, because when they go on their trip, she'd have that same issue too.
But she'd have 2 weeks of getting to know a person first. And then she's trapped with all girls. Mm-hmm. So then to be with a guy, I think Love is Blind is better because it's just 1 week.
Mm. True. Lucy B says, I can love you like crazy, but please don't follow me from room to room. Now,
yeah,
if he was doing that, yes. Somehow it doesn't seem like that's what he was doing. But Lucy B had also asked earlier, what if he talks all day?
Well, he's not going to do that once they get into their normal routine of life.
Yeah.
The honeymoon, I can see us talking all day because I don't know you yet. And I'm trying to get to know you. So I'm going to ask a lot of questions. I'm trying to see what the experts saw in you and why they matched us. But it's not going to be the way all the time.
By the way, Coach Run trying to, you know, give Caitlin some grace here. Said, I used to sleep with a young lady I didn't like looking at.
I mean, Coach, that's on you. And because my question is, why are you sleeping? Like, we've all been with somebody we didn't like looking at, but we didn't stay the night.
I don't think he meant eyes closed.
Yeah, we didn't stay the night. I'm like looking at you.
I don't think he meant that kind of sleeping, T.
I know, goodness. Well, I know what he meant, but yeah, that's still interesting. I wouldn't say, yeah, I don't know.
MWA, you don't got to look at them in the dark. Next yeah. couple.
Marcus.
I'm not wearing any panties.
I don't have any panties on. Hey, but Mike's got his back. It's like, Coach, we've all been there, which, yeah, we have all been there. But I didn't do it often. Like, that's the thing. It sounds like this was a regular hookup with somebody that mm-hmm. you didn't like looking at.
Right.
I could see maybe once, maybe twice. But regularly?
Hey, it depends how good it was.
Just say like Mike Lamb, she massages shit.
Look, all single folks should have a plan Z.
Yeah.
A plan Z. Single folks, keep that in mind. Single folks have a plan Z.
Yeah.
No, Sid. Courtney and Nick, we get to see them with their visit with Dr. Lisa Paz. You notice they only showed Paul just for a quick second and he was gone, right? They didn't mm-hmm. show a whole lot with him or him having any in-depth conversation. But we see Dr. Paz looking like she was in disbelief when both Courtney and Nick said they believe they are compatible.
Yeah, they're compatible, but they just have no intimacy stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Right. And the more this conversation goes, I think we hear the issue. Courtney overthinks everything. Right. Because mm-hmm. in Courtney's mind, because she keeps saying, I'm not having one night stand. What does that got to do with you holding someone's hand?
Yeah.
Kissing somebody.
Yeah.
Just because you kiss doesn't mean it leads to sex. Right. And so in her mind, she's thinking that all this physical, if I do any of these things, that it's going to lead to sex. And I'm not ready to do that yet, which is totally fine. But you're overthinking it.
Overthinking it is an understatement, right? Because here's the thing, knowing that what she's doing or not doing, why is Courtney surprised that Nick questions if she's even attracted to him?
I would question the same, because she's like, no, I've told him I'm attracted to you. And I'm sorry, if someone tells me they're attracted to me, but they don't touch me, you're not attracted to me.
You're not attracted, exactly. Kevin, you're wrong.
Let me tell you something. Okay.
You want me to rub your leg, brother?
with y'all, man. Oh my God. You know, there are a lot of things that in this whole conversation that really rubbed me the wrong way, right? Because like even when she's talking about the cuddling, when he tried to cuddle her, she's, I'm just laying there hoping the alarm would fucking go off. If I'm right. Nick, and if Nick has even an ounce of self-respect, yeah. He'd have got his ass up off that couch and left. Plain and simple.
That's not the contract. Can't do
that. I don't give a damn. Contract be damned.
Yeah, contract be damned, yeah.
You're not going to sit here and embarrass me like that. Think about the way she was talking. No. Drop, just cursing. And the way she was cursing, it's not that she was cursing that's the problem. It's the way she was cursing, right? Here's the thing about this. The placement of the words and the way she was doing it gave aggravated and agitated and completely annoyed, and I don't want anything to do with you.
Mm-hmm. It did. And I don't think she realizes how hurtful what she's saying is. The fact that he tried to cuddle with you one night and you just froze and was hoping the alarm would go off so you can get up and get out of there.
That's crazy.
To tell somebody that? How's it going to make him feel? Because then every time I'm in the bed, I'm like, don't roll over. Don't cuddle with her.
Mm-hmm. No, at all. Why would I?
Yeah.
Lucy B says, my dude said those words are unforgivable. You're damn Skippy, because I'm never touching you again.
Yeah.
Hence, get the hell up, walk the hell out.
Yeah.
Because there's no need to stick around. The conversation on turnoffs. What'd you think?
Well, of course, she said that he's not a handyman, which again is the stupidest thing to be turned off by a guy because he doesn't fix stuff. It's stupid. Because again, it'd be like him saying, I'm turned off because she can't cook. No, it's stupid. Mm-hmm. But I like how Nick said, I really don't have any turnoffs, but I do wish there'd be a little bit more flirty warmth. That's all he's asking for. A little flirty warmth.
Yeah. Just a little, act like you like me.
Yeah.
Act like you know who I is.
Yeah. Yeah. Act like you want to be near me.
Mike says Nick should have gone MAGA and accused Courtney of being DEI.
Wow.
Now he's already getting enough of her emotions. He didn't need to set her off because, you know, that would. And K-Wu says, poor Nick just wants to get his camera time and she's ruining it. No, you know, this is actually helping it, to be fair, because they do want some dysfunction, right? And we're getting to see that. And even when Dr. Paz, how about, you know, some of that flirty warmth? And Courtney saying, oh, I'm fine with it, knowing that it won't lead to sex.
Right.
Again, get your ass up, Nick, and walk the hell out. What are you doing?
Yeah. You're fine with touching me as long as it doesn't lead up to sex. Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, keep your grubby.
We don't need to do this. You're not interested. You're not attracted to me. You're not interested. That's totally fine.
Yeah. Only thing he can do now is pull a Sean and just start trolling.
Stop taking a shower.
Yeah. Last couple in episode 6, Belle Jolie and Mecca, or as they like to call themselves, Becca. You know, we get a little background on them. Let's start with Mecca first, right? Because he's talking about his dating background and starting with his girlfriend that he had his sophomore year in high school.
Yeah, he had a girlfriend his sophomore year in high school. And she asked him, did you love her? And he's like, love, no. Which makes sense. You're in high school. You don't really know what love is. Then he goes, it wasn't until he moved to Ohio, he started dating another basketball player. And they were together for 2 months. And then she wound up going overseas to play ball. Mm-hmm. And he said that was the closest he's come to being in love. So he didn't say he loved her either. It's just that was the closest he's come. So I think maybe Mecca has not been in a relationship where he loved somebody just yet.
Right. Is that a red flag, though?
Well, it is. But then when you hear about his mommy issues, because I think he expects a woman to leave him, probably is where that's coming from. So he just, you know, protects his heart and doesn't give in to somebody because he feels they're going to leave at some point anyway. The girl for 2 months, that was great. She moved to go live her dream and play ball. So yellow flag.
Sharonda says it's a yellow flag.
Yeah.
Kitty says, yes, it is a red flag. I mean, not everybody's fallen in love 40 times. So, Janet,
what did he say?
He better not fall in love. He already knows logic is taking over.
Wow.
Meanwhile, Belle Jolie tells us about her dad, right? Mm-hmm. And without saying too much, it sounded like she was telling us a lot. Like, that might have been a one-night thing, and she was the product of that.
Might have. It was a one-night stand. Yeah. If your name's Violent, you don't get in relationships.
Stop it.
I'm just sorry. Have you ever met someone, I'm so-and-so, this is my wife, Violent? No. Haven't heard that. So, but what's crazy to me is that Violent finds out that she's pregnant. She tells him, hey, I'm pregnant. I don't need anything from you. I don't need money. Da-da-da, just letting you know. And he says, oh, how, that's very considerate of you. Why do women do that? If you get pregnant, have the guy be responsible, get child support, file. If he doesn't pay, just keep filing. If he gets arrested, that's on him. But you did your part. I just don't understand the thought of allowing a guy not to. Then I had a girl in Kansas City. I dated this girl briefly, and she had two kids, two different dads. And one of them, the dad wasn't paying child support. And whenever he'd see his daughter, he would come to her house and see that she would leave him at her house for a bit to hang with his daughter. Wow. And then come back. And I was just like, at that time, I was like, so if I were to get with you, I'm having to pay for you and these two kids. And you even ask this man for no money? No. Out.
So you didn't date her. You were just hanging out.
I pulled a coach. Yeah.
Because you started off saying, I used to date this girl. The minute you said two kids by two different dads, I knew that you weren't dating her. But go ahead, continue.
I liked her, but I was attracted to her.
Thank you, Kevin.
I like looking at her. But yeah, Kevin, I have tried to date women with children. I've tried to be open-minded to say, life happens or whatever. And at this point in my life, I don't date people with children.
Mm-hmm. Listening to that story, and to your point, the fact that the mom didn't ask, I think you're saying you go Violent for saying that that was a bad move and she should have just gone ahead and filed for child support, right?
Yeah.
What he said, though, is crazy.
Yeah.
But I know people who would say stuff like that. That's how crazy that is. Because, mm-hmm. Thank you for telling me. Because, mm-hmm. All right, well, prove it. Because think about this. As she's telling the story, too, she says, well, she sees him, and the first thing he does is, well, I need a paternity test to make sure. And these things usually come back 99.99999% yes or no.
Right. There's
a story behind that. But,
10,000 subscribers. Yanni's telling that story.
Even his response, which, if it was the exact same words, I know she's telling the story, so it's the same words. It might have been something similar. It may have been the exact thing. Maybe that's his thing to say. But thank you for telling me.
Yeah.
That says a lot about that man. And that man's an asshole.
Yeah. He's a terrible human being. Oh, what? Oh, wow. What are you going to do? Mm. Well, good luck. I got to go. Don't call here no more. Click. Yeah. He's a terrible human being. And it was sad that she reached out to him and found him and was like, look, I don't care why you weren't around. I don't care about any of that. I just want to move forward. And he said the exact same thing. Oh, it's very considerate of you. And then still didn't talk to her. That's crazy.
It is. I don't see how but not everybody's a good person. At the end of the day, you gotta know that. So that being the case, she should have put his ass on it. Plain and simple.
She should. I couldn't sleep at night if I knew there was a little Terrell Jr. running around somewhere that I knew about and didn't do anything. I couldn't live with that.
Now let her get a multi-platinum album and watch him show up out of nowhere. That's my baby girl. Like, nah, ninja.
Yeah.
Keep stepping. It is sad, and I hate that for her. Mm-hmm. What's even sadder is that as she's telling that story, the inconsiderate man next to her,
her roommate,
doesn't hold her, doesn't touch her.
Yeah.
Doesn't console her. Sir, that's...
That would have been something.
Something.
Touch her shoulder, rub her back. Oh, man, you went through that? I'm so sorry to hear that for you. Little kiss, something. You just don't just sit there and be like, oh, really? Wow. That's so considerate of you to tell me that story.
Hey, even Troy said could at least gave a fist bump. You know what?
Yeah.
Or even up top. I'm sorry to hear about that story. Up top.
Up top.
Intelligent AJ says, thank you. I thought I was going crazy. No, I'm Miss Senator, you call it. Mecca's a jerk. But oh, yeah. Look at his daddy. The apple don't fall far from the tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Monica, y'all see who raised him.
Well, fair, fair. And I think what was really great after that conversation, because he says he has mommy issues, and she knows that. But I love what Belle Jolie said. She said that I can't fill the void or heal the wound, but I can try to soothe it. Mm. That's powerful, man. I thought that. So again, you look at the difference. He tells his story about his mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hadn't seen her for 16 years. She left when he was 5. At 21, he runs into her. She doesn't want to be involved with his life. Belle Jolie recognizes, like, wow, this is a big deal for him. And so she says an encouraging thing like that. Hey, I can't fill that void and I can't heal the wound, but I can try to soothe it. What did he say? Oh, when she told her story.
Man,
nothing.
That's wow.
Nothing.
Oh, that's wow.
Yeah, wow.
He's that soul. He could say. Now, Anitra says Mecca's unhealed mother wounds will not allow him to authentically connect with women. Do you think that could be it?
I'm not a therapist, but it sounds right because he either has abandonment issues, thinks a woman's going to leave him. I don't know. But there's something there that he should probably get some counseling on and figure that one out.
Coach Run said, I told my wife after our last baby, I love all my kids, even the ones I don't know about.
Wow. Coach.
Coach always try to start something. Coach said, gotta keep the relationship exciting.
Yeah. Keep it fresh.
Chocolate Suda says Mecca Loki has daddy issues too. He's been the same since getting kids swerved at the altar. He hasn't been the same since getting. Look, the things that we're seeing here. And his inability to even just show some compassion. Mm-hmm. He hasn't made a move on her yet, but she gave him the green light. He refuses to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then here in this moment, it's a touching moment. She's giving him something. He gives her absolutely nothing. This is not a good match. This is not a good match. I can't wait to see when they all get together. You did watch the UK version, right?
No.
So they'll put them all at a table and have them have like a dinner. But the experts are sitting there watching.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's certain things to get them to talk about different. So they know what they need them to bring up and talk about. Mm-hmm. So they bring that up and it's in that at that table. So this should be interesting. I want to see if they're going to give them the same treatment that they did the others, which is, do you want to stay married? Or do you want to get a divorce throughout the show? Not at the end, right?
Yeah.
And if one person wants to get out and the other one says, no, I'd like to try, you got to stay.
Well, if they give them that choice, I think Nikki and Sean should both be like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, but Sean is like, nah, you're going to pay for this.
Nah, you're going to suffer. I'm in it for the long haul.
Danny, I hope so. I hope they're deciding every week because that would be something that I think just, it will take it up another notch. We haven't seen that over here. I know they've seen it in the UK and I think Australia does it as well. But if they do that, yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
Let's see. Before we get out of here. I wanted to make sure we put this up here one more because Woman with Purpose says so close to 10K. We can do it, y'all. Go ahead.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Remember that great president they used to say that? Yes, we can.
By the way, I did notice that as we were talking about the issues, the daddy issues, that certain things kept popping up. Like Kay-Wu said, I think her dad is Logic. Maybe wow. Logic is the daddy.
Plot twist.
If I will say this. If so, the experts are devils.
Yeah.
Because why would you put them together, right?
Yeah, yeah.
From earlier, Nikki B said, my daddy won't even let my mama spend the night with me. He said, married folks don't sleep apart.
Well, you can.
Yeah.
Depends on who's mad.
Hey, appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Look, we're going to be back again. We'll run the next set of episodes. We're going to go ahead and do Friday, Saturday, Sunday again?
Yes.
All right. So 8, 7 Central, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you have time to catch up on the next batch of episodes when they drop on Thursday. You don't have to watch all three before Friday. You can just watch one, and then we'll do them all.
We'll get you caught up.
Yeah. All right, so make sure you're watching it. Do us a favor, though, please. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Please hit that like button. We like to get those likes up later on, especially Replay Gang. Make sure you hit that hype button as well, too. Now, look, if you're not subscribed, we still need to get to that 10K subs. So please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
You saw that comment? Mike, go take your bath.
Hey, I'm Yachty Rude.
I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yachty Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit from the internet. We might talk about it on the show.
You guys are the best, man. Plain and simple. Live crew. Undefeated. It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.